The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Hope. It's something we all deserve to have, but it's been in short supply over the past few years. There's been the pandemic, of course, and that hasn't helped. But even without COVID, there's been a dark cloud hanging over this country. And that had a lot to do with the Morrison government. The anger that women have felt over the past year is hard to truly quantify. The disgusting, misogynistic culture that the Liberal Party allowed to fester within its ranks and within the halls of Parliament is a source of national shame. Premier Mark McGowan has been given a lot of credit for influencing the result here in WA, but don't discount the role Grace Tame played when it came to ensuring very few young women voted for ScoMo. And it's not just young women. A lot of young people in general were turned off by a Morrison government that has sat on its hands when it comes to climate change. Throw in the Morrison government's rhetoric about China, how they treated the Tamil family from Billawila, ScoMo's handling of the bushfire and flood disasters, and Barnaby Joyce as Deputy PM, and how could anyone hold hope for the future if this mob was given another term? Now that Anthony Albanese and a bunch of independents have stopped that from happening, hope has returned to Australian politics for the first time in a long time. And that's not to say Albo is perfect. Australia's 31st PM still has to prove he's up to the job. But there are already signs that we're heading into a new era for this country. For starters, our new PM has committed to adopting the full Uluru Statement, which will seek to enshrine a long overdue voice for First Nations people in the Constitution. That's huge. So is the fact the new Albanese government will have the first female Indigenous Affairs Minister in Linda Burney. Penny Wong becomes just the third woman to be Foreign Affairs Minister in the history of federal government in Australia, and the first woman of colour. In his acceptance speech, Albo made a point of saying his government will focus on childcare, affordable healthcare, and getting serious about fighting climate change. And he's already got a smile out of Grace Tame after she famously gave ScoMo an epic side eye a few months ago. All of a sudden, there's reason for optimism about the direction this country is heading in. There's reason for hope, and that's a bloody awesome thing.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.